Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomerologist. Welcome to the Full Moon in Pisces Astronomerology Forecast happening on August 26th at 12:56 p.m. in London Universal Time, 7:56 a.m. New York, and 4:56 a.m. in LA. Now, let me set the stage for you. This is a magnificent moment because we just had the culmination of Neptune trine Jupiter. It just happened on August 19th. August is a 19 universal month. 19 is about the Prince of Heaven number. It is about the light of the sun shining on us. It is so fortunate. And when Neptune and Jupiter come together in a trine, it awakens you spiritually. There is such a feeling of looking forward to the future and feeling like abundance is plentiful and expands forever and ever. You just feel really good because your spirituality and your goals are connected. So that is setting the stage. And then also another trine between Uranus and Saturn started this month. It's going to last a long time. It's a wonderful complement to the Neptune-Jupiter trine because Uranus just stationed retrograde in Taurus, the sign that it entered after 84 years recently in May, and it just stationed retrograde at 2 degrees, and Saturn is about to station direct in Capricorn, its own sign, at 2 degrees. So they're both, because they're slow-moving planets, when they change directions, they sit on these degrees for a long time. So this trine between Uranus and Saturn is going to last through mid to the end of September in terms of its big impact on us. What it means is we're being blessed with the freedom to use our inspiration and innovation, which is Uranus, and the structure and diligence to manifest what we're intuiting, what we're receiving, and that is setting us free. So Saturn trine Uranus is instrumental in helping us stay grounded through all those changes, all those shifts that we're experiencing now. They are so profound. I'm sure you've been feeling them. This trine is giving you the confidence to stay on track, take risks, especially in your career, your divine mission, your spirituality, translated into something practical that brings income, right? That is so Saturn Uranus. And also having the freedom to explore and develop those gifts at the same time. And then the 2 degrees between these two planets where they're sitting on for so long, that 2 degrees is about calmness and stability and peace, balance. So it's a wonderful, serene, stable energy that's influencing us through mid-September. And it sets the stage for the full moon, right? So Uranus is giving us that natural urge to explore our intuition, which the Pisces full moon loves, because Pisces is all about this, our psychic connection to the unseen. And Saturn in Capricorn is elevating our public standing, our divine mission. So we're basically, in general, just seeing that our life here is to be of service in a positive capacity in some way. We're now being set up from every angle, astronomologically, to make that happen. Because remember, August is a 19 universal month, and 2018 is an 11 universal year, and all those are number one. 19 reduces to 10 and 1. 11 is double one. It's the portal of new beginnings. This is really fantastic energy. So the moment the sun enters Virgo, which is actually August 23rd, 3 days before the full moon, it forms a grand trine with Saturn and Uranus. So this is very powerful because the sun adds the light, the visibility to see those intentions manifest. So it adds the delightfulness and it adds the light as well. So the sun will be at 3 degrees Virgo, Uranus at 2 degrees Taurus, and Saturn at 2 degrees Capricorn. And those are all earth signs. So that means it's an earth grand trine that's being formed. And if you look to my left, on your right, you will see that big triangle highlighted in yellow where it shows that wonderful, stable, grounding, peaceful, steady energy, that productive, responsible energy, that manifestation energy being formed into this triangle. It's so magnificent. So then you see the moon, and it comes around. It's at the bottom of the chart. You can see there, it forms a sextile to both Uranus and Saturn. So what does that mean? Well, it creates a kite. So if you look at not only the yellow triangle, but also the additional two yellow lines, you can see it looks like a kite. Now, kites are very rare in astrology, and when they appear, we need to pay attention, especially if it's during a full moon, right? And a long-running trine between Uranus and Saturn, that's really, really powerful. So we can see that with that kite, or we can imagine the kite is about flying. So it's time to take off. It's time to take your creativity, take your gifts, take your talents, and joyfully proclaim who you are. The kite is allowing you to lift off and see things from the top of the world. You're looking beyond the horizon now, and you're seeing the expansiveness of your potential, your soul's potential, right? So that kite is showing you that it's time to fly. It's time to trust. It's time to fly with spirit. Now, the moon in Pisces, where the kite is directing its energy, is about sensitivity and unconditional love. It's about letting go, and it really governs we are all one. It governs that we are all part of the grand ocean of souls, you know, the watery big ocean, and water is the only element that reaches everywhere, right? You go to the depths of the ocean, there is no light, but water can still reach there. So it is really about everything that's also dark, meaning it's behind the scenes, like our psychic abilities, which, you know, sixth sense, that's all like, how can you prove it? Well, scientifically, it is something that needs to go beyond the mind. It is the multidimensional understanding of energy. And Pisces governs that artistic, creative connection to spirit. Pisces loves, Pisces imagines, Pisces dreams, Pisces senses. And so this kite is about awakening that side of yourself, right? To just show that we are all intuitive. We are all able to listen to spirit, listen to our guides, listen to our inner voice. Whatever you want to call it, right? And the sun in Virgo is very meticulous, right? The sun is opposite the moon in Virgo. The moon is in Pisces, sun is in Virgo. So Virgo is very different from Leo. Virgo is very humble, and it's a sign of service and healing. It governs the sixth house in astrology, so it also is about health and patience, and it's eager to work, eager to serve, eager to be productive. And so at the moment of this full moon, which follows this triple eclipse cycle we just went through. So rare to have three eclipses, not just two. So we're in this assimilation stage. This full moon is happening in Pisces. We're digesting, we're assimilating, and boom, we're able to just move forward and manifest. Now, a couple other aspects are happening during this Pisces full moon that are very important. One is Venus is square to Pluto, and this is about power and control. A deep desire, sexual urges, your sensuality, your magnetism being fired up, and transformation happening in your relationship. So you may need to address something with your partner or intimate relationship or at work or with an authority figure. And you may need to make adjustments in your financial situation because something is coming up regarding your values in those areas that needs to be addressed and brought into balance and resolved. It's happening at 19 degrees, again, that number that governs all of August, the Prince of Heaven number, so new beginnings, shining a light on these issues. There's a fresh new energy surge. So that's a very important part of the August experience, is this number 19. It's like release and new beginnings and shining the light on everything. So during this transit with Pluto and Venus, just stay calm, breathe, be patient, feel connected, and you'll get your answers. Then the second transit that's important is Mercury is square to Jupiter. Now this is important because, first of all, Jupiter is part of that trine I mentioned at the beginning, with Neptune, so it's a beautiful trine that is spiritualizing and awakening joy in everything we do. And now Mercury's coming around. Mercury rules Virgo, the sign the sun is in, so it makes it even more powerful. And Mercury's not retrograde anymore, so your ideas and your communication are moving forward again. You need to make plans. You need to focus on details. This is a square. It's activation. So you're laying a foundation of where you want to go. Jupiter always wants you to look forward. So basically what this is doing is allowing you to not just forge ahead, risking everything without having taken the time to also assimilate and think things through. Now finally, this is big. Mars has been retrograde since the end of June. And a day after the Pisces full moon, Mars is stationing direct again. This is so cool because all summer long, our libido has been a little bit low. Now, Mars stationing direct means that we're going to have that reactivation of our internal drive again, which is awesome. And it happens at 28 degrees, and 28 also reduces to 10 and 1. So again, new beginnings, you're ready to direct your energy into the world again. You have lots more vitality, more ambition, more drive, a deeper desire, more steam. You're ready to make things happen, to actualize and manifest what you assimilated this summer with the eclipses. It's such a great energy to really reposition yourself and take on the world with Mars moving direct again, and literally again, right after the day after the full moon in Pisces. So really awesome. Meanwhile, I hope you have an incredible full moon in Pisces, and I will see you in a couple of weeks for the new moon in Virgo. Lots of love.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.